Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, sorry, a little confusion getting on here. I apologize about that. Welcome. I'm glad you guys are here. And hold on one second because Sue is having, I got to get her on. So bear with me about 30 seconds, okay? And then we're going to get started. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm here.
Are you here, Sue?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yay! Sue's here. I'm here. We're all good. Anyway, hey, so your show the other night was great. I'm going to put a plug in there now. You guys go listen to it. Sue, tell us what your show is about, because this is a goal for her. Dreams and goals happen here at Angel Coaches, outside of Angel Coaches, and we help everybody, all of us help each other to make our dreams and goals happen. But I know you wanted to start your radio show, so you've got one. It's going to get better because some things I'm working on. I can't wait to get home to share it with you. But share with us now to what your show's about so people can go download it because it's available.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to have my first show kind of be a little bit of an introduction about myself because I know that, you know, there are some new listeners. And, you know, maybe some old listeners maybe that just haven't had a chance to listen to any of the shows that I've been on in the past. So I did a little introduction to see what else. I also talked about Archangel Zadkiel, and I talked a little about the white lotus flower. On the Lavender Door, my Facebook page, I picked a number of topics that I wanted to discuss for the month of July, just to kind of keep it focused and not, you know, be sharing everything under the sun. I wanted to kind of, you know, narrow it down to just kind of keep it geared toward, you know, learning some specific stuff. And then I mentioned that on next Monday, I'm going to talk about the goddess Kuan Yin and the animal peacock, because I have a special affinity with both of those. And then also I'm going to share my favorite Kuan Yin story.
Nice.
I'm excited about next Monday.
I'm really happy for you. And and we have, I always think your name is given from Archangel Gabrielle. So it's a form of that. Giselle, I'm glad you're here this morning. So welcome.
Oh, thank you. And me too. Thank you.
Anyway, so she's a lot like you, Sue. You guys are so very similar in the sense of what you guys do with organization, creativity, putting things together and making it work. So I've dated a few guys that are like peacocks, just let you know. anyway, so let me ask you a question. Giselle, what do you want to create today? What's one thing you're on your agenda that you're looking to create? Because I know you're going back to school, and that is a big goal you have. Vacillated, struggled, not struggled. So I'm glad you've made the decision to go back, I'm assuming, correct? Or, you know.
Yes, I did. I made the decision for sure to pursue it a little more intensely than I have and go ahead and finish. And I'm pretty sure that I'm still not 100% sure about that, the other decision, but I'm leaning a lot more towards pursuing my freelance career versus continuing to work at the full-time job. So hopefully that's the right direction.
Yeah, that's good. You want to work with passion and live with passion. I tell
yes,
you guys, that's
exactly.
Something that's amazing. I know Sue does. I know I do. I know you do, Giselle. And man, it's what gives you juice.
Absolutely.
I know it does, doesn't it? And I know you're on here, Miss Tisha. Tisha's like, yeah, I want to work with passion too and make lots of money, right, Tisha? Tisha, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay. Anyway, you guys, what do you do when you get down? How do you lift yourself up? So I know that is one thing that you talk about. You're an expert in the law of vibration, attraction. What do you do? What do you do for you to lift yourself up, right? Because it can eat you alive. It really can. That's okay.
Oh,
it can. If
it
eats you alive. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us what
one
you do.
One of the things that really helps me is having my grandkids over. When my girls are here, it's like, anything that's bothering me just goes on the back burner, whether it's, you know, just work stress or you know, paying the bills stress or not feeling well. It's like once they get here, it's like I somehow just magically have a little bit extra energy. And there's, you know, some extra joy, you know, just immediately in my life. So I like to have them over when I can. Another thing that helps to raise my vibration when I'm feeling down is being out in nature. You know, I'm finally got my garden started and I'm able to go out and plant some flowers and pull some weeds at night. And, you know, I'll take a glass of wine with me out there. And, you know, not that I'm a big drinker, but I like to have just one little glass. It just kind of just sets the mood, you know, a little bit, just kind of relax. And I just sit out there and pull weeds until the mosquitoes decide that I need to come inside. What else?
That's good.
I like to listen to uplifting music. If I can get myself singing, then I know I can raise my vibration. I don't have to sing good. I just have to sing. So
well, everybody's
a few things that I do. Yeah.
I like that. And by the way, you guys,
turn the radio up loud.
And have your own concert. I get you. By the way, Sue is in her 40s, and she is a grandmother. She started quite young, but she looks amazing. She looks about 25. And Miss Tisha here is like a Manhattan, New Jersey, beautiful woman who's knows how to dress, knows how to act, knows how to sing, knows how to dance. Most of all, knows how to put big deals together. And she's going to disagree with me on that right now because she struggles daily with putting her business together. And it's only been about a year, and she's getting things and she's getting deals together, guys. But some of the challenges, I'm going to tell you, she's in a male-dominated society in her workplace. So, you know, if a bunch of guys, you know how guys are, they have a hard time opening up to another guy, much less a woman. So she's doing some things that a lot of us would be to touch. I know I wouldn't want to take it on, but that's not my passion. It's her. She loves food, organic food, helping the world stay healthy, knows a lot. She sounds like a granola girl, but wears Prada and all those things. So, Tisha, what do you want to create? And I know that you listen to music. I know uplifting music, but what do you want to create? And how do you pull yourself out of the dumps? Okay, she's funny.
It's just I listen to music and I go in that deep, dark place, you know, that tree, and then, something happens, as bad as it gets, and all of a sudden is that one thing that turns it around, and then it puts me in a different mindset, and then I keep moving, you know, and it's really music and jogging and I really try to stay when I'm down in the dumps. I really try to stay low key. And that's really what, you know, I used to take on everyone's problems and, you know, be it. Now it's kind of like I really isolated myself and I like it. You know, it makes me discover me more and think things out. And I like staying really low key now. And music. I listen to, I like Fun, that band, you know, that one song, Carry On. I like that song. So that's it's funny. My playlist has different songs for different moods and I'm always skipping it. And when I'm happy, it's like I'm dancing. And then there's this really somber song that when I'm really depressed and down that are like suicidal.
That's funny.
I'm like, what did I like about this song? It's so sad. And then there's the other uplifting music, you know, and definitely exercise. I try, no matter when I'm really depressed, I make sure I get to that gym, although I might not be perfect at doing it. I'll tell you one thing that helps a lot is other people's energies in a different way. Although I'm low-key with my family and my friends right now, I just don't have it in me to be around anyone. But when I'm at the gym, I do CrossFit and it's a group and a team effort. And I get a lot of, I feed off of that energy, you know, and I want to do better. And being around people that have the same goal at that moment is great.
You raise your vibration to meet theirs because they're already there, happy and excited, and you become,
the
you
happy,
raise your vibration.
You know, like today we had a group team workout. It was great, you know, and it pushed me harder to want to do better.
I hear you. That's great. Congratulations, Tisha. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's cool. Giselle, I know that you have challenges, and your challenges are, I can relate to them. I know all of us can.
Tisha and I understand that with, you know, mom challenges and family challenges. So, and I know Sue can too as well. How do you pull yourself up? What do you do? What do you say to yourself? Do you say, this is just another day, or this too shall pass, or do you listen to music? What do you do?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that I'm still learning, like, how to pull myself out of darker places or darker times. I've found that getting it off my chest is a huge one. Speaking to somebody else that I think, like, venting is really powerful for me, and just being able to kind of get some insight and get a little bit of clarity on a situation. And then I think meditating has been, like, hugely powerful for me. Just having some alone, quiet time, putting on a little music, and just trying to connect on another level, almost kind of trying to reach another mental state and just quiet everything around me, and that's super helpful. And then I have a dog. His name is Ollie. He's really truly just such a blessing, such an incredible brought into my life 2 years ago. And I have to say that when I'm just walking him or spending some time with him, I feel immediately happy. So those are a few of the things I would say I would do.
I got to tell you, the dog thing, I got this on Facebook the other day. The best antidepressant is a tail and four legs. How about that?
I think so. Okay. I think,
you know,
100%. 100%.
All right. I get you. That doesn't even have to be a dog. It'd be a cat, I guess. But that's always a dog, because I've got two. And they always love you no matter what. But, you know, one thing that I'm learning, and this is amazing, because I keep moving. It's key. But I was laying in bed last night, and I really went further in my running than I have ever done, and which I was super excited about. And I had made a decision, I'm going to give this to myself. So I'm always asking angels, give this to me. And I go, wait a minute. Okay, help me with this. Give this to myself. I go, and I really visualize me giving it to me, my higher self giving it to me, that, you know, the ability to run and to run faster, quicker, because, you know, there's things I want to do with my physical body that, and I want it to benefit Angel Coaches, because it's a mind-body-spirit connection. And by the way, the new radio situation that I'm working out with all of us will allow you guys to videotape yourself, and it to go out to everybody, and I can't remember what you call it. It's like TV, but it's a little different. So, you know, I want to look the best, right? Because if I'm talking about the mind, body, spirit, I better be that mind, body, spirit, right? If I'm walking the walk, talking the talk. And so that's been a real challenge for me, not that to look good, because I think I do, but, and if I want somebody else to, you better think you look like you're hot yourself. And I think I'm hot, okay? I know Tisha thinks she's hot. I know Giselle, you probably think you're hot too, right? But we want our guys, we want our people, we want people to think that we're hot and sexy and smart and all that. And Sue, I know that that's something that you're working on and learning and beginning to think of that about yourself. So if I want that for myself, then I'm going to give it to myself first, right? And a good friend of mine, Vic, she's on here. She says, I think I'm hot. I think, and I know I am. And she is, by the way. And when she walks into a room, she doesn't doubt it, and she's not arrogant. She's just, what is it? When you're not arrogant, but you're just confident. That's it. You know, and I know Tisha, she's beautiful. She really is one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. All of you guys are. But, yeah, you're welcome. And so that's something that I've learned to do. Give it to yourself first. So I go, so I'm saying this to you guys on the phone. I'm hot. I'm sexy. And Vince is the one that told me to own it. So I own it. So Vince, I'm glad you're here. So anyway, tell us what
I'm
your one. Yes, you are. And he's so lean. He's just lean. Okay. And he's a trainer and everything. He's just super lean. I love him. Anyway, tell us what you're creating, what you're doing. Yeah, there you go. So,
let him come.
Is that the topic today, what we're creating? I got it bit late.
That's okay. We're creating what you want to do, create, give us something, affirmation, whatever you want to do, because I know that you're starting, you had a miracle happen. You asked for something. A week later, you got the, because he has his own business, but he got, you created that. Good for you. So, and now you got it, right?
I got it. Thank you. And just creating, again, harmony within my world, and asking for things that I feel I need And I'm receiving a lot of that, and I'm owning it, and I'm being honest with it. So things, when we're ready for it, really ready for it, they do present themselves. I had that particular job in my mind for some time, and it did manifest at this time. I asked for quite a long time ago, and specifically I asked last week, and the universe said, okay, it's ready, it's for you, and then the doors opened for me. So I'm continuing to create that in my world, just asking. And being ready for it. And being ready for it, yeah. And I wanted to add to the ladies, too, and to the subject, definitely the key for everyone in this world, keep moving. Your body needs to move. It needs oxygen. And when we're sedentary, we're not happy. So if you can get up and walk in the morning or evening time, the key is just moving your body and getting oxygen to the cell.
And moving.
Move it.
Yeah, no, you know, there's no reverse of me. I just move forward, and that's a mantra that I use. But you are so right on about that, you guys. Man, is he right on. And I appreciate that. By the way, all those who are in the radio show, that the new radio network that I have, you don't have to use a video, but it's there. Do you understand? So, you know, that video portion will be there for you. anyway, I'm excited about it. And things are happening really quick. You guys are so inspirational, motivational. I'm getting ready to take my dogs out and run them and walk them a little bit. Not run them, walk them. And I love you guys. You take care, and I will talk to you soon. Namaste, everybody, and have a great now. Okay, so my dogs, they go everywhere with me. So anyway, that's a whole nother story there. Namaste. And it's wonderful to have you guys here this morning. Giselle, thank you for participating. It's wonderful to hear from you again. All right, so thank you for sharing.
Of course, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.